everyone, and welcome to another episode of What Happens After I Do, a podcast about love, marriage, relationships, and everything that happens after you say I do. I'm Erica.
And I am Marcus.
And today, we're going to switch it up a bit. Today, we're going to talk about the things we cannot stand about each other and our pet peeves in general. Mm-hmm. Because normally, we're so loving and supportive, but...
But today, we about to fight!
Yes, because we are humans and we have our dislikes and we do get on each other's nerves a lot. So, let us begin.
You want to start us off?
Pet peeves.
I got one. Here we go. Shut up. It's my turn to talk. Here it comes. Ready, set, go. Why are you always throwing trash in the sink for? Let me back it up. So, Erica is great.
Do I still do that?
What? Do you still do that?
Do I?
Do you?
I don't know.
Yes. Here we go. So, Erica keeps... She is the captain of the ship, and she is the one that is mainly responsible for keeping everything, like, tidy. I am merely just a helping hand, because I'm a guy. I'm not super thorough in the cleaning. I will take direction from her. We do this, and that's just how it is. There is only one thing, and I think it might have even been discussed before, but this is when we talk pet peeves. This is the one that comes to mind. It's where there will be, like, just... If we're, like, cleaning up dishes from, like, around the house, a bowl here, a cup there, and then there's, like, an empty water bottle or, like, an empty yogurt, that will end up in the sink.
And well, because...
And I sort of understand it, and the reason that is it is a pet peeve of mine, it's just because the trash is right under the sink. So you could just, it's, all you have to do is open a little door and put it right there. And then sometimes, like, dishes will, like, be getting washed, but there's, like, still... The piece of, and it's just like, it's just one, or even when it's not, because I can understand that, like, if you're going around the house picking up this thing and that, you're just going to kind of dump everything in the sink, but sometimes she'll pick up a lone piece of trash that's just been sitting next to the sink and just be like, throw it in, and it's a little piece of plastic or this and that. That, to me, is the pinnacle of pet peeve, and it's been discussed, and now I just bust her balls about it, and it's not that big of a deal, which is why it's a pet peeve. It's not something that I'm going to murder my wife over, but that's...
What are your pet peeves in general? Like, what are things that just drive you insane? There has to be.
Did you do?
No, me, anybody. I mean, you deal with a huge population, you go into the city... I mean, you're a commuter, so...
Oh, just in full-on general.
Full-on general.
Walk fucking faster in the morning time. Everybody is trying to get somewhere. If you're a tourist, move out of the way. If you need to take a picture or look at a map, move over to the side. Except for when I'm trying to move slowly. Stop walking so fast. It's not that big of a deal. Relax.
So walk fast if you're
walk faster, unless walk slower. Like, it's not that difficult. Work around me.
So your pet peeve is that people are not walking at the pace.
Not walking at the pace I need them to. But no, more so it's like people are not aware of their, like, not being aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, that drives me nuts. Like when we're at the supermarket and someone is like mid aisle, just like looking at something, like, homie, move your cart over to the side.
Like, I'm so hyper aware, and it happened, I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
When we were in the supermarket, and just to preface, I do that white guy thing where anyone is, I'm like, whoop. If I'm about to bump into something, it doesn't matter, like, old people, adult, like, children. If anything is sort of coming to my path, I'm like, whoop. And I'm so sometimes hyper aware of that I did it in the supermarket sort of quietly. I was, and it was just a display. Like, it wasn't even an animate object, let alone a human. It was just like a pile of apples or some shit. And I was like, but the thing is, like, be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Wherever you are, whatever is appropriate, just, like, think about it. Like, there are other people around.
Yeah, that's definitely a pet peeve of mine. And then... The worst is when someone's in your way and you say, excuse me, and they look at you like you're the asshole.
Like, I've just excused myself.
Like, if you weren't in the way, I wouldn't have to say excuse me, and hence you wouldn't have to have an attitude about it. Like, move over to the side.
Yeah.
Any other pet peeves?
It's not so much a pet peeve, but it's like this, it's like an inherent reality that if we're both in the kitchen, one of us is standing in front of the cabinet that the other one needs. And the thing is, it happens, not only does that happen.
You do that. I think
we both do it, but it's like the thing
you're always standing in front of the drawer.
We will crisscross paths and still, like, I will be in front of this cabinet, go over the other side and just, oh, but no, now you're. It happens, and that, I think, is, like, an age-old, like, marriage. Like, in marriage, in a relationship, if you're in the same space, you are inevitably going to be in front of the cabinet that your significant other needs. And that's just how that goes. So there's that. There's pet peeve that, like, you swear that I'm on my phone all the time.
Oh, my God.
But
My God.
But
my husband
is
like a 15-year-old girl.
No.
He's like the gossiping popular 15-year-old girl in high school. He is constantly, whether he's on the toilet, whether he's in the shower, whether we're driving.
I've never once brought my phone into the shower.
Your phone into the bathroom when you're about to shower. Like, what do you think?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
See, this is that bullshit. This is what I'm saying.
Excuse me, I'm speaking.
Why would I bring my phone into the shower? It gets all
Because you always poop with your phone and then you go take a shower.
Even if I've done that, I would exit the bathroom. I'm sitting up now. Do you realize? And I remove the phone from the bathroom because it gets so humid in there because there's no oxygen in the bathroom.
My husband
It's a microclimate rainforest.
Always on his phone.
I've said that I was going to do this like months ago, and I really wish I had. I wanted to start a little journal clocking the amount
Me
of
too.
Time you're
I'm
on your phone.
Clock, I'm going to clock your time.
Here's the thing. I don't give a shit how much you're on your phone. It's only when we're watching stuff.
So one of my husband's pet peeves is when we're watching a show and I'll get on my phone. Here is the difference.
She can multitask.
I can multitask. I can be on my phone for a second and still know and still know what's happening. Because my husband has monkeys running around in his brain, he can't divert his eyes for a second without losing focus. So when he does it, I'm like, babe, put your phone down, because I know we will have to rewind because he'll be like, oh, what just happened? That never happens with me. I'm always on par. I know what's happening.
But you know what it is, in all seriousness, for
that
me?
That you're, it's mad, like, annoying with your phone. You're like a little girl.
It's distracting to me.
It shouldn't, because your eye should be on the screen.
Have you ever heard of peripheral vision? Are you familiar with this concept? Where you can see shit that's to the side? Mm-mm. Do you know? Mm-mm. It's real.
Why are you so nosy then?
It's peripheral. I need blinders like a horse when watching television.
So annoying. He lives on his phone.
Oh, God. I'm about to clock. You know what?
You can't even. God forbid I'm like singing a song and like got the lyrics wrong. Here's my husband with the Google trying to Google lyrics.
Don't bring fact checking into this. We've never argued about song lyrics.
Everything.
Fact checking is different. That's with a purpose.
I'm like, oh, that's a nice blue. What is that? Is that Vermilion Blue or Robin Egg Blue? Here goes Marcus. Boop, 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 boop with the Google. Any excuse to be on that phone.
It's not an excuse to be on the phone. Facts. I love to get answers and facts. I'm the reason people invented fucking internet and smartphones so that we could have
the
answers.
Yes, you're crazy face. Jason.
Not me personally. I'm not. No. You're giving me sound like a grandiose lunatune. Oh, there I go again with the lunatune. That's my new word. It's lunatic and loony tune. I'm a lunatune. But I'm not a lunatune. What I'm saying is that I like to, if we have these devices in our pockets that we can get the answer to any question, and you're just mad because sometimes I'll be getting the answers right.
I'm not mad at anything. I'm mad that you're on your phone 24/7. What's the first thing you do when you open your eyes to the world?
Check my phone.
What do you do?
The same thing.
I hate that my phone is there. The only reason why I keep my phone next to me is because of the alarm.
What's the first thing you do? Yeah, I check my phone because the alarm's going off.
I need to
turn it off.
But I don't. I don't like to check.
Yes, you do.
Honey, I look at the weather to know how I dress my
phone. Okay, that's checking your phone. That's checking your phone.
Yes, but you do it to be on the internet.
I check the weather.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. That's literally. I turn up my alarm. I check the weather. I'm like, what's going on? Can I go outside in sandals right now? No? Okay.
First of all, you never go outside in sandals.
I never go outside in sandals. I just left the house in sandals.
Yeah, but that's a rarity. You don't like to have your feet out. We had this whole discussion. What if you had to go run?
I want to get into that. This don't really have much to do with pet peeves, but I, for no real reason, I have always had it in my head. Like, I don't like to. Now, granted, we went to like Starbucks. Shit's not going to pop off at Starbucks, but I have this thing in my head where I feel like I don't want to leave the house, like, and go out for the day. Like, I'm gone. I'm going to go see friends. I'm going to go out for the night. Like, I don't like to be out and about in sandals.
Because he thinks something's going to pop off and he won't be able to run.
I'm going to have to run. Or, like, I have this idea, like, someone, I don't know what they look like, someone's going to come and stomp on my toes. Like, I'm afraid, like, I literally have not gotten in a fight since, like, 2006. But yet, I feel like, oh, shit, if I get in a fight, I don't want to be in sandals.
Get my toes stomped.
Like, who's going to fight in sandals? This isn't fucking Fort Lauderdale.
Who's fighting, period?
I don't know. This is irrational. The point being, I don't really leave the house in sandals.
Right. So we have gone off the rails.
My pet peeve is that when people stomp on my toes.
Which has literally never happened.
Yes. Maybe.
Okay, what's your pet peeve, personality pet peeve?
Personality pet peeve? People that just, oh, God, this is the worst.
Here we go. I've set them off, folks.
No, when people, I hate this thing that people do where, and usually it's unprompted, where someone will say something, and I know they're saying it just in the hopes for me to be like, oh, what happened? Like, when someone will audibly be like, oh, my God, this guy. Or just
when they're fishing.
Thank you. That's the exact word. I hate when people are fishing for a response. Like, because me, I'm just a big old doofus. So I'll be like, I'm going to tell you about this hat now. Or, you know what? I would rather just be like, sound like an idiot and just tell you about the thing I want to tell you about regardless of what.
Fish and have a person ask.
Yeah, it's so, it's, to me, I don't know what annoys me about it is it's sort of like it feels like it's like backhanded. Just if you want to just say something to me, just say it. And like, damn, this isn't something that happens like often all the time. Like, I've had coworkers, like, I sit next to them and they'll be like, oh, this guy. I'll be like, and then I'll answer, they'll be like, oh, sorry, I was just talking to myself. I'm like, talk to yourself in your head fucking silently, Cheryl. Shut the fuck up. I hate it. I don't know. It's so annoying. I hate when people are fishing for a response.
I hate victims.
Victims. Okay.
People who play the victim. Like, in every scenario, ladies and gentlemen, you have a part to play in whatever situation you're in. And when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see that. If someone does you wrong, you know, it's hard to see, well, what part did I play? Well, chances are you probably saw red flags a long time ago and you decided to stick it out. So I cannot stand the people that are like, woe is me. Why is this happening? Like,
well, within reason. Some people are victims in situations,
like,
don't you think?
Like?
Spoke too soon.
Like?
I don't know. What if someone gets like, someone that gets super dicked over for no reason by someone, like, they no reason, someone that was like close with them and just up and decided to fuck them over for,
well, I think that,
or you feel like in this world there's always a reason for something, or
no, but even that, I think that people, if you're not being a victim and you're not part of it, then people that just dwell on shit, like, let it fucking go. Oh, this person hurt me, blah blah blah. Okay, they hurt you, your feelings are valid. Now get the fuck over it. Like, oh my God. I've known people that they're in a situation, something goes awry, and literally for months, it's like, who cares? Get over it. Because, and it's almost like there's this, I don't know, like there's this oblivious nature where they don't realize how annoying they are to everyone else around them. Like, here is a newsflash, everyone that's listening to you. If you have boy problems, if you have girl problems, if you have beef with someone at work, if you have beef, no one cares. Outside of the week in which it happens, nobody gives a shit. Like, get over it. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear about it. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And, like, if someone comes to me, I'm happy to help someone figure out a situation.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to be there a month later rehashing the same situation.
Right. Well, you're very, like, you are a stern person in your, in, like, seeing the reality of a situation. Like, you don't romanticize or, you're not sensational with the things that it's unnecessary. Like, you are someone that sees things for what they are.
Right.
And, you know, so I guess
that... And that's not to say I'm not cold. Like, I'm human. Like, I go through things. I've been through things. I feel bad about them. But that's it. Like, I sit down with myself and I have my pity party the day of or the next day. And then I say, okay, how do I get over this? How do I move on? How do I fix the problem?
Mm.
Like, I hate people that just sit and dwell and sort of love that position of the victim. I hate that. If you're a victim, please stay away from me because I can't take it. Please, I can't. And then, unfortunately, I'm the person that will eventually say, are you done? Like, get the fuck over it. So if you're a victim, please don't come to me because you will not get that long-term sympathy.
She's still a caring person, though.
I'm a caring person, but not, I'm not with the shits.
Everything's within limits.
Yeah, I'm not with the shits. I'm not going to, because I don't think you do a disservice to people. Like, let's say something happened
mm-hmm.
and someone needs advice. You do them a disservice to just be like, oh, poor baby, everything's going to be, no. At some point, you got to be like, okay, well, what part did you play in this? And what are you doing to make yourself better? And let's get to that point.
Right.
You know, let's get to that part of it. Like, there's no need to dwell in misery. Anyways, and everybody knows this person, whoever they are, because these are the people that put the sad songs on Instagram and the subliminals and blah, blah, blah. Like, we all see it. Nobody cares. The person you're trying to send that subliminal to definitely doesn't care. So let's just move on.
That's what I feel. Like, when I see, like, a song posted. Like, I wish I understood it, but there's so much music I don't know, so I don't know what a friend of mine
subliminal.
Is trying to say.
It's all subliminal.
Well, yeah,
because
I figured.
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit about your obscure band, and probably people haven't heard about it. So you're right. They're
the
trying
point.
To put out
I just
message.
Don't know. I wish. I just don't have a... I don't have a... my variety of music knowledge is not...
Stop it. So...
So, people need to walk faster. People need to walk slower. People...
People need to stop being victims.
And also, stop fishing for me. Just tell me about your hat. Tell me what you want to say when you want to say it, because the fishing thing.
Another pet peeve are fake friends. Like, yeah. People
but I think
who
that's,
are
that's
like,
more than a pet peeve. That's like a straight up something you try to avoid in life. We're talking about.
Yeah, but. Absolutely. It's something you try to avoid in life, but there are those people that, like, for whatever reason, like, they don't like you. We just encountered something like this, but, like, they make the effort. Like, don't make the effort. Who the fuck needs your friendship?
I see what you're
saying. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're not doing me any favors. You're not doing you any favors. Like, if you don't like me, it's okay. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm secure enough to know that not everyone likes me, and, you know, I'm okay with that. Like, don't like me. Move on with your life. And stop pretending.
Facts.
I hate that. I hate those fake, you know.
Don't be fake.
Don't be fake.
Walk faster. Walk slower. Stop fishing.
Don't be a victim.
Don't be a victim. And,
what other pet peeves?
My pet peeve, is when my pet pees in the house. No.
No. Our pet doesn't pee in the house.
It's just a play on words. I don't know. I think those are kind of my main ones. I can't, it's tough. Like, I don't, it's not to say that maybe I don't have many, but not many come to mind. There's like, cause I think about it, it's like little things. Pet peeves to me are things that like annoy you. Sometimes maybe they shouldn't, but like they're menial things, because then if a pet peeve is too kind of grandiose, then it becomes an actual, it's like a problem.
Right.
Pet peeve is something, or throwing trash in the sink. It's not that big of a deal. Just pop it out, put it in the trash. Little things.
My pet peeve with you.
Yes.
When you freak out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That drives me nuts.
But that's not, it's.
You know why it drives me nuts? Because I feel like we're far enough along in our relationship.
Yeah.
Where we've dealt with a few problems.
Yeah.
We've figured them out. We've come to a resolution. And the way we get to that resolution is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
However, when there is an issue or you're worried about, there's this inherent freak out. And it's like, I feel like that freak out is like the middleman. Like, can we cut out the middleman? Like, we we're going to get to the end. Let's stop the freak
out. It's because, I'm just, you know.
Because I feel like it sort of...
it's a speed bump in the road to fixing problems.
I feel like it zaps you of your energy.
Yeah.
And it gets in the way of getting to the solution faster. Because it's like... All right, here's the freak out. Now we got to, looking at the watch, now we got to wait for this thing to be over so that we could get to the next step. And it's like, if we just eliminate that, because I think, and I'm not just saying like it's an annoyance. It's not just an annoyance, but it bothers me for you because I feel like you put so much energy into it. And it's like, usually the freak out is because... you are imagining that the situation is either worse than it is or it's going to be worse than it
is. Right. Yeah, this is all valid.
So, you know, I'm like, for your own sanity.
Chill.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Any others?
About you?
I like the difference, like, stop putting trash in the sink. Stop freaking out like a crazy lunatoon. Very different, like, very, like, as well as that. That sort of, like, describes us. Like, you're on this, like, sort of, like...
Well, because...
you need to, like, relax with your
mental home, state.
And I'm like, super, stop putting trash in this thing.
You're super helpful at home. Like, you're so sweet. You cater to me. You cater to our son. So, you know, I don't have anything like that that's annoying. It's more like... how we interact, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not like things you do around the... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute.
Shit.
When you shave...
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Because the hair's everywhere?
I hate the hairs. And then here's the thing. And I don't know if this is a guy thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's like you shave and there's hairs everywhere. So then you do what you... like the preliminary cleaning. What you think is like getting rid of everything. And then I come in and there's 50,000 hairs. And I'm like... what in his man vision did not allow him to see?
I think that men, our brains block out like maybe 60% of the hair that falls off our face. So because we think it's like, oh, damn, this is spotless. I did such a good job.
And I come in and there's literally hair everywhere. And I'm like,
do a good job.
Why? Why, God?
Yeah.
Why does he
do that's part of the... I mean, you do a good job when you like, you kind of like line up my mustache and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's also, it's cool on two fronts. One, because it's like, you can sort of see from like a different end because I can't. I mean, obviously,
no,
you can
look. I know I'm great. This is not what we're doing.
No, but that's part one. I know. Relax. Yeah, no, you're great at it. But then also, the other fun part is because you did it, that's your mess because you did the shaving. So I'm like, bye. And then I just run away. And so anything that's a mess, it's like, well, yeah, but she did that. That was her. That's not me.
Right. Oh, when you see dog poop and you don't pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that. But sometimes they don't see it.
Your man eyes.
Yo, men don't see shit. We just, that's why I say, like, and I've
Because it's fully... one thing, like, if I'm home alone and I see the poop, I'm like, okay, let me pick up the poop. But there will be times where because you're a smoker, you're out more on the deck. And you just will literally walk by piles of shit over and over and over. And I literally have to be like, honey, get the bag. Like, why? And you're like, oh, there's poop? Yes. You see that mountain of shit?
But, like, I don't. And here's the thing. I fully own...
Yes, you do. No, you fucking lie.
No, I don't. I fully own up to, like, anytime I can't find... I'm like, oh, I couldn't because of my man eyes. That's what I... like, that's the thing that I say because there's just something about being a dude. I mean, listen. Maybe fucking Sherlock Holmes is listening and you notice fucking everything. Well, if that's so, go fuck yourself.
About,
I don't...
things being at eye level.
Yeah, like it's the like on the fridge. Yeah, okay. So here's what it like. There was a joke that we have about like, oh god, they hit it right at eye level, which is like that. That's the way like guys can't see shit, even if it's directly. I think it was something along the lines of like, you want to hide something from your husband, put it like hide something from your husband that's in the fridge, put it at eye level.
For real.
Because I feel like God, and maybe in our guy minds, we're thinking, okay, we have to look for something. It's not going to be where we think. So we have to look, around for it. It's like hiding in plain sight.
85% of the times that I ask Marcus to look for something.
It's usually
right in front of him in plain sight.
But it's because I think that it's somewhere where I'm not going to think it is. Aha, you're not going to trick me.
It's not a game. Yeah. I'm just telling you to get something.
I think it's funny.
And he's always like, babe, I don't see it. And then I come in and I'm like, Marcus, it's right there. And he's like, oh, right in front, right at eye level.
But now it used to be kind of frustrating because I'm like, goddamn, but now I'm just like, eye level. It's funny when I'm in the kitchen and you're in another room and I'll go to reach for something and you're not even in the room and you go, wrong cabinet. Like you just... And that's happened. Like if I have to go and get like the ibuprofen or whatever, and
that's my mom.
You can hear. You can just hear that it's the wrong cabinet. Like the sound is too close. You're like, no. Oh shit. That's embarrassing. When she doesn't even need to see me to know that I'm fucking up.
Well, I think that's a mom power.
You can hear me.
I
fucking
got that
up.
When because there'll be times where I'm in the living room, I'm on the sofa, and Nolan will be in the kitchen, and he'll be very quiet, and I'm like, close the goddamn fridge, close the cabinet. And he's like, what?
Yeah, nah, you'd be catching him. But, yeah, sometimes you just can't see things. I don't know to the fact that I'm just that kind of guy that can't find shit that's obvious. And this is the first time I've sort of put that into words that it's like, I think whatever I'm looking for is not going to be easy to find. And therefore, I try harder than is necessary to find said thing. I think that's essentially is what's happening.
Well, why don't you just stop being crazy? And if I say, babe, get this.
Why doesn't a tiger just shed its stripes? Why is the sky blue? I don't know. It's just the way it is.
None of that makes sense. But why can't you just go to the most obvious spot first?
Because that's what they want you to think. You're missing my point.
That you're crazy? Yeah. No, everyone.
And this,
everyone made that point.
And one of the first times this was sort of like put into practice or really talked about was when Erica wanted to make sure that I could find our son's ADD medication. And I thought it would make more sense to be on the counter or just leave it in the cabinet with all the other like medication that we have.
But
and
because
stuff.
It's medication, I wouldn't leave it within his arm's reach.
Right. So she puts it on top of the fridge and... You had made mention, like, okay, it's on the fridge. And I'm like, okay, but
Now, let me just say, our fridge, like, on top of the fridge, there is... It's pretty clear. There's just, juicer and the blender.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pill bottle.
The pills. But the whole thing was, so, I was like, why would you put it there? And we talked about the FP, the fridge pumpkin, but... I was like, why would you put it there? Like, on top of the fridge? Like, there's nothing up there for me. Yeah, but she's like, but it's at your eye level. I'm like, the only thing on top of the fridge is the pumpkin that I'm not supposed to look at or touch. So why would I look there for anything? So that was sort of our first go, like, putting things at eye level and why, you know.
Now, let me describe for the people what a fridge pumpkin is.
Explain fridge pumpkins.
Okay, so I grew up... I grew up as, I guess, a Catholic, but part of my culture is the practice of Santeria. And there are things within the practice of Santeria, like things we do for like spiritual cleansings of the home or things like that. So, you know, we believe that you can, how can I say? Like sort of clean up energy and transpose it into something and then discard
that thing.
Think
people that sage... I think that's
right.
sort of like a similar...
Sage, yeah. Right, it's sort of the same thing. So there's a little small green pumpkin that a family member of mine was like, you know, use this for cleaning your home and keep it on top of there. And after a few days, you discard it, blah, blah, blah. So I said, don't touch the pumpkin. Like, it's serving its purpose. Don't touch the pumpkin. So
I thought I wasn't... I like.
So then I... Because
I thought
I
wasn't
pills,
allowed to touch it.
Because
like,
I put the pills on top of the fridge... He's like, there's only the fridge pumpkin in this.
Like, why? Don't put things up there. The only thing that's up there is the fridge pumpkin, which I'm not supposed to look at or touch. Which, by the way, I'm finding out with you guys right now what the fuck that was there for. I've only just found out as she said it now. She wouldn't tell me. And I assume because it's, you know, it's the cleansing, the Santeria, like all that kind of stuff. I assume that maybe, like, if I touch it, it would be bad.
No.
Okay, but see, the way that you made it seem, that's...
I just said, like, don't move it.
Okay, your words were, don't touch it. And I knew it was something Santeria related, so I'm like, oh, don't want to touch it, can't move it.
But does that mean that you can't physically look on top of the fridge and see the big brown pill bottle?
The point of it was, is that you put something up there that I'm supposed to find, which is next to something that I'm supposed to have nothing to do with. That was the joke. That was, well, it wasn't a joke.
That was fact.
I was being serious. I'm like, the only thing that's up there is this pumpkin.
So the moral of the story is that my husband sees nothing that's at his eye level.
As most guys don't see shit.
Don't be blaming everybody for your nonsense.
I know that I ask this a lot of our audience, but I'm being really real right now with you guys. Please write us, comment something for guys, any guys, or if you I feel like most of our listenership is female. I feel like this thing kind of caters to that. Whatever the case, guys that are listening, women who know guys, tell them, I need to know, am I alone in this? Because Erica's making it like I'm the only doofus who can't find things at eye level. And I need to know, am I alone in this? Don't let me go crazy out here, guys. I need answers.
What happens after I do at gmail.com?
Or our Instagram. Or hit me up personally if you know me. Or Erica. Whatever. Send a carrier pigeon. Write a letter. Send a fax. Tweet me.
We don't have a fax.
Fax. that's true.
Okay. So, moving on. Pet peeves.
I'm tired now.
Do you have any more? I have a mom pet peeve.
Go for it.
I hate when Nolan asks for something over and over again as if I didn't hear him the first time.
Yeah.
Be like, Mom, can I have a snack? And I'm like, okay. And then it will be 20 more times. Literally as I'm getting up, as I'm going to get the snack, as I'm making it, as I'm serving it to him. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, I heard you the first time.
I do something similar where he might ask me a bunch and then I'll be like, yeah, I got you. Then I'll legitimately forget. And then make him feel like a dick when he asks me. I'm like, I forgot like an hour ago, but stop asking so many times. You're going to get your snack, you know. That's different.
It's not well, a for you, it works. For me, I'm on it. Like, I don't need that.
I mean, I guess parenting has so many pet peeves. But
oh,
it's,
God. It's all annoying.
We're having it back. Yeah.
There's not enough time.
It is a pet. Like, the child is the pet that peeves you. You know what I'm saying? So, that's not the point. But right. we discuss... You know.
Oh, I think I have a pet peeve.
About me?
Not about you. That you have with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Tell them what my pet peeve is for you.
When I take too long to get ready.
Oh!
And now everyone's deaf.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I know my voice carries in that. I hope no one's listening with headphones. Should have warned them. Yeah. Big time. But the thing is, it's like I understand, even though I can get annoyed, I understand
and my pet
that
peeve
it's a process.
With that is when you fucking bother me and hover over me. Leave like, me alone.
Let me offer up this pet peeve that you have, but I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to throw it right back at you, bitch. You know, there's not the thing is, it's like I feel like inherently pet peeves are things that people get annoyed about that could be easily changed. Yes, it's a pet peeve, but I'm like, there's no change in sight. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
That can be easily changed.
That's just the way it is. I'm saying maybe.
You think you're going to change the rhythm of how every New Yorker walks? No.
No, but I'm saying as an individual, it wouldn't be difficult to look at your surroundings and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't walk like, you know, fucking like a tortoise.
Yeah.
Or maybe this or maybe that. So I understand that the makeup it's a process.
No, but here is the thing. Here is the problem. It's a lack of communication because let's say there have been times where you say, if you tell me I want to leave by this time, 8 o'clock. Then I'm like, okay, you shut your goddamn filter.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You shut up.
I've told you so many times, babe, I want to leave at this time. And you give me that look like, okay.
No.
And
we both know you're lying. No, you're a liar. You're a liar.
We both, I'm like, babe, I want to leave at 8:30. Okay.
No, if you give me a roundabout time to like, oh, we're going to the bar.
Oh, so I have to be more specific,
you're
saying?
Yeah, if any time you've been.
Bullshit.
Look at my friend's birthday party. We were the first ones there. We were out of the house. We were ready on time.
And we were running mad late. We left 45 minutes later than we said we were going.
But we got there early. We got there early before time.
But by chance. That was only by...
Listen.
We're not talking about...
My point is, I was ready on time. And there have
been... No, you weren't!
Yes, I was.
We were... Oh, God. Okay, yes. No, you're right. We were. We left on time. And we got there early.
Yeah, we left 45 minutes to drive into the city.
You're right. My bad.
I'm going to slap you.
You're right. You're 100% right.
First of all... I'm agreeing with you. If you've told me that there is like a timed event, I will be ready. I will take whatever 3-4 hours to get ready, whatever it is that I need. But, you know, if it's the just thing, like a yeah, like a Friday and you're like, okay, we're going to hang out, but there's not set plans.
Even if it's not a time to be like, we need, even if
we and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take my time.
At this time, it's still nice to, for it to not take long. But here's the thing is that I understand that it is a process. I understand that.
Do you understand that you're mad annoying when you come into the bathroom and hover? And you're like, I just want to be here. And I'm like, you're timing me and I'm going to kill you.
Ladies, I want you to reach out to whatHappensAfterIDo@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram.
No.
I want you to hit us up. This one, actually, I give way more of a fuck about this. Forget my other dumbass question about guys not being able to find things, because you already know the answer. It's no, we can't find things. What I do want to know is, ladies, how long does it take you to get ready on average? We're not saying if it's a fancy thing. We're not saying it's just the happy medium.
Most women
take 3 to 4 hours?
No. I was going to say most women are mad dumpy and they don't take time out for themselves. Most women don't do a full beat, like a full face of makeup like I do. Most women are either don't wear hair extensions or don't care. Like when I go out, if I'm going to be in public, I give a shit how I look. Some people don't. Right, okay, when we go out, there's 90% of the chicks are dumpy. They're not in outfits. They're just in whatever the hell they look like they woke up in. Hair, whatever, face, bleh. That's not how I go out in public. That's not how I choose to go out in public. So I take my time because it matters to me.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not fighting this point. It's an inevitability. Use your beauty page, maybe, and I'd be curious. Just take a poll, just to see. I'm curious, because
if anyone follows the beauty page, that means that they like makeup. Therefore, they understand that it takes time.
Erica B Beauty on Instagram. Am I right?
Yes.
Right?
But okay, if we go to run out to get coffee, right? Yeah. And I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I put on my sweats, a sweatshirt, throw on a hat. I'm ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah, of
course. But that's what a lot of people do.
It's relative. Of course, if you're not getting ready, it's not going to take time.
Right. I'm not that person. Do you want me to be like this scuzzy sweatpants person?
No,
or
do you
want me to
be scuzzy sweatpants?
Your dope wife.
Baby, you're my dope wife.
Okay. Well, then that takes time.
Okay.
I take a shower. I take long showers. I have to oil up. I have to shave things. I have to pluck things. I have to lotion it all up. I have to powder. I have to prime. I have to primp. This is who I am.
I just do a somersault in a pair of jeans, fart, and walk out the door.
Right, but that's good for you, but you don't care.
It's okay, babe. I understand. That's your pet peeve for me, is that I hover sometimes. It's because I get antsy and impatient, because the barrel of monkeys, that is my brain, is bouncing around, and I need centrifugal motion. I need to be, like, on the go.
I literally have had to send you out ahead and be like, just go, I will meet you there.
Yeah, that's happened. It's better for everyone involved, though.
Yeah.
I think we've talked enough about pet peeves. I think we've thoroughly discussed pet peeves. Tell us what your pet peeves are. You can send an electronic mail to whathappensafterido@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram at whathappensafterido on Instagram. So, unless you got anything else that you want to shit talk about me to these fine people on this sunny, rainy, windy after evening, noon, morning, I think that we have fully illustrated what pet peeves are about, what bothers us about each other, what bothers us about the world. You know what doesn't bother me?
What?
You.
Boop. Oh, I wish I could say the same.
Well, anyway, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your listenership. Thank you so much for your feedback.
Thanks for your support,
guys. We've said it before, but I relish in it. I love it because there are times where, you know, a podcast can feel kind of, you know, self-inflating.
Right.
And, you know, so it's nice to know that that people dig it, that people are hearing
us. Or that people are getting
us.
Something from it.
Yeah, if you get anything from it. I love to give people a chuckle. I love to maybe help people to realize that, you know, they're not alone in the things they think and the things they do in relationships and otherwise. And so with that, we love you, we appreciate you, and we'll
see you guys.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.